now you're dealing with all this college campus and sports talk about the fall that not only will or could it affect college football, and I think they're going to wait here and really lean on their medical professionals. It's kind of like looking at the news cycle. Yesterday, it looked like college sports, nothing's going to happen in the fall. And then today, the cycle is, hey, Major League Baseball positive tests are 0.7%. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to have 25% of their stadium with fans for their home games. And Florida's a hot spot. And NBA bubble players are arriving. So it's crazy with this news cycle. One day, it seems like end of sports as we know it, at least for the fall. And the next day, it's like sports are going to go on. You can't live this day to day, man. That's why with what the Big Ten did yesterday with no non-conference games, they're going to wait. They're going to wait a couple of weeks here to see where the COVID-19 situation is. You can't live this day to day. It'll drive you nuts. Tom Izzo, head basketball coach of the Michigan State Spartans. He's standing by live here in the huge show across Michigan. Welcome back, Coach.
Well, Bill, I heard you were talking about, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's almost like it's been so crazy. It's almost like hour to hour, and I think the problem is everybody wants answers, and I'm not sure there's a human being that has an answer. I definitely know this. I don't think a lot of politicians have answers. I'm going with the medical people. I'm going to stick what I said from day one. You know, I don't want to listen to anybody but the medical people. So I'm going to wear my mask and I'm going to stay social distance and I'm going to try to do it the right way so that we can get back to normal and do the things that excite everybody about sports and life in general.
You know, I opened my show 2 hours ago with my huge opinion that, look, you know, I'll wear the mask. If it saves a life, if it helps my kids get back into school, if it helps my son play eighth grade football or my other son play soccer or daughter play volleyball quicker or college sports comes back and pro sports come back, hey, I'll do my part. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we all knew, but I mean, I think we did a very, very poor job of We made it to be the Huges and Izzos of the world, or people that are even 50 but not very healthy. We made it so that that was the message, you know, that those are the people affected. And now, you know, the last 3 weeks, the 15 to 25-year-olds have gone crazy, you know, including some of these 4th of July. And maybe they're not dying from it, but maybe some are, though. That's the problem. But the spreading of it is off the charts. So I don't know what to believe, what not to believe. I'm like you. I'm just going to do my part in what the medical people say, and God bless them.
That's what I think the Big Ten's going to do. They eliminated the non-conference games. That gives them a buffer to start the season later, and they're going to see with this surge we've witnessed the last couple of weeks, will that turn into ICU units filled? Will it, God forbid, turn into more people passing away from COVID-19, and they're going to sit back and watch, because when you look at the Ivy League, they canceled all fall sports. They're going to review sports after the first of the year, so that not only affects football, Tom, but could affect you and other Michigan State fall sports.
Well, you're right. I mean, listen, you know how important sports are to an athletic department, football and basketball. Football, then a distant third, basketball. I mean, I mean that as far as a financial issue. But that's nothing like a life, you know. And so, you know, I don't know what I feel comfortable with anymore. What I feel comfortable with is, you know, we've got our own little bubble with our players. It's hard to be 20 years old and say, hey, you don't be going to the beach on the 4th of July, you know, and don't be doing this. And some of the pictures I saw from some of those places, I mean, just insane, you know. And so I'm a little worried what the next 2 weeks brings because of, you know, first we had the rioting and protesting and that spiked it. Then we have the 4th of July, and that's going to really spike it, I think. And I hope not, but we'll see. And yet, I'm like you. I think this is you got to plan for the best or the worst, but how can you plan for something that, in all fairness and honesty, is not only invisible, but at the same time, it's so new of a virus, 5 months now, 6 months, that we just don't know. And so, you know, when you touch a doorknob, is it gets transferred on into you? Is it, you know, is it got to be a sneeze or a cough? Is it, you know, there's so many things we don't know, Bill, and I'm not in the mood to play a guessing game. I'm in the mood to try to do what I think is best, and that's what I urge people to do, you know. I mean, I am a fan of what's the big deal about wearing a mask, you know. I mean, kind of nice. People don't know who the hell you are. And what's the big deal about, you know, not hanging around in big groups, you know. I mean, I feel bad for people that are working, and you know, if they handle themselves right at a restaurant, and if you do the things you do, I think it would all work out. But we're kind of a country that I don't know, sometimes don't listen.
Speaking of listening, in conversations with Michigan State administrators, with your medical professionals that are connected to Michigan State athletics, what have those conversations been like in terms of where Michigan State athletics are at right now with COVID-19 and what the future could bring?
Well, this is good and bad, but I mean, it'll probably bum some people out, but I think we've done a good job of, you know, working with the University of Michigan, working with the other Big Ten schools, trying to be on somewhat similar page, because, you know, if our athletes are coming back and Michigan's aren't, or if theirs are coming back and ours aren't, you know, I think our doctors and administrators have done a good job trying to figure out what's best, and so we're selling the same thing. But again, you know, no matter what we do, does anybody really, really know? So I think we've done a pretty good job. We brought our kids back now. It's been almost 3 weeks, and we've had no positive tests. We've kind of—it's not that we've done a lot. You know, we've been in this little bubble. The coaches can't touch them, but at least the players have a place to go and work out and lift in the morning, and that keeps them off the streets or in places where there could be people that haven't been tested, and I think it keeps them safer. So I think it's good. It's been hard on our guys. You know, I had a little meeting with them outside today because you know, they'd like to be in there shooting a bunch of hours a day. They just can't do it. You know, it's a very confined, regimented deal we're doing, but it's been working pretty good, and I think most of the Big Ten schools, although, you know, as you've seen recently, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin hasn't even come back, you know, North Carolina, Auburn, Alabama, you know, there's been some, you know, North Carolina, 38 football players. I mean, that's a lot. So, I don't know, Bill. I'm sure no expert on it. I am just doing what you're doing. If they tell me to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. You know, if they told me to stay in, I played for 3 months, barely moved out of my house, you know. My wife finally kicked me out, and that was about it, you know. So I'm doing what they tell me to do. Medical people. But, yeah.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us here on the Huge Show, Cross Michigan. What's strange, if you go back to the Big Ten tournament, stopped in its tracks, no March Madness NCAA tournament. And then you look at recruiting right now, Tom, you're having, in the middle of a pandemic, you and your staff are having arguably one of your great runs in recruiting you've ever had.
Well, you know, we can't talk about any recruits' names anyway, but you didn't, and you know, you did it right. I mean, maybe that means we're better on Zoom than we are face-to-face. But, you know, I think everybody's going through a strange time right now, and there's a lot of good players out there, and, you know, I think kids are maybe staying a little closer to home. I think kids are looking at making decisions a little earlier because there is no AU ball. There's no people. And I think it helps that there's, you know, schools that are maybe that have caused some problems in the past aren't able to get to these kids as easy now. So, you know, there'll be a lot of good schools, a lot of Big Ten schools that I think will have great recruiting classes.
What's something you've learned that, you know, you thought it would restrict you? The rules, the ability not to have those face-to-face, the social distancing, shutting things down, but in reality, it became a plus and maybe something you'll use even when we get a vaccine and we're out of this pandemic. What's that one thing you might take with you that will be a part of your recruiting or operations moving forward?
Well, you know, Bill, I've said this to you for 10 years, you know, that I thought being out all summer, you know, it's got its pluses, but you spend so much money and then the kids see you and they play the game, you know. I think, you know, what I've always appreciated about football is they recruit off film. You look at film. I think it's caused us to do more on the phone, more in Zoom calls, which means you get a better relationship. I think people can trust you more. You're talking about things that aren't just basketball. I mean, hell, my conversations are about life right now and what's going on in the world, the social injustice, the pandemic, you know. And I think people trust you differently. And so I've always said that I think we spend too much time and money on planes and sitting on courts and looking at people and with 20 other coaches right around you looking at the same guy. And now we're able to, you know, really get to somebody because you can talk to them on Zoom a little bit better. You can get to them because they're not in all these different states playing AAU ball. Now, granted, it's a little harder to evaluate them. So you got to go back to some of last year's film. You got to go back to some of the season's film. And, you know, I think good people, smart people, find a way to get it done, you know. I mean, I said a long time ago, I told you this, at the end of the day, if we're allowed out 10 days or 200 days, I think we end up with the same people. And some of that's happening now.
Tom Izzo joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Tom, from our on-air conversations since the season was stopped back in March, to what I've read in some of your stories in the Detroit papers or nationally or some of the podcasts, you've had a lot of time to think about a lot of things, from your family to the social injustice situation, to the pandemic, to how you want to run your program, to your assistants, what Coach Stevenson or Stevens has gone through and Coach Garland. And some of the stories I've read, there's really been a deep feel in a positive way to what I've heard and read from you.
You know, that's very well said. And I think you took from it, I mean, that's about as good as it could be said right there. You know it. You know, your life has changed over the years. You know, I mean, you were going 200 miles an hour. Now you're probably only going 100. But you do, as you get a little older, you look back. Well, this pandemic, I think, caused everybody to push the pause button and step back and look at things a little differently. And then while you're doing that, we go through the social injustice part of things, and you kind of look at things a little differently. You actually have time to really look at it instead of, you know, what you normally go through. And I don't want to say the pandemic's been anything good, because it hasn't, but it has given me a chance to look at life a little differently. You know, Dwayne Steven loses his father to it. Mike Garland's son is, you know, waiting for open heart surgery. And, you know, you do realize there are more important things than basketball, but yet, even through that, maybe there's a different way to approach basketball. And it's not going to be, you know, as I say, you either got to like what you do, love what you do, or live what you do. And I'm still living what I do. But I think I have, I've gotten off the treadmill a little bit and kind of looked at life a little differently. And I think it's going to make me, you know, I've talked to so many players about the social injustice parts of things. We're doing some things every week with my team. It's been really awesome. I mean, I'm going to be a better coach, a better player. I mean, a better probably parent and just a better citizen. And I think I think there has been a lot of positives to, you know, my buddy Mariucci once told me, you know, when he was off a year, because he got fired, unfortunately, but he said, you know, if you could take a year off and sabbatical for a year, every 6-7 years, you'd probably be better at whatever you do. And I'm not sure that that's not a true statement as I look back.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, live here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Before I let you go, Tom, it is our second day on AM 1270 in Detroit, and tomorrow, the Palace, it doesn't seem right. It wasn't a rundown building, but the final implosion of the Palace will happen in Auburn Hills on the east side of the state. You had that epic matchup with Coach Eustace and Iowa State in the NCAA tournament, other games against Oakland and the Detroit area schools. You've been there with your family, with Steven, the Pistons games. What would be the moment for Tom Izzo inside the Palace when it came to a sporting event?
Well, I have to say I've had a couple. You know, there's no doubt the weekend with Iowa State and Syracuse, and the weekend that I thought Michigan State kind of started to take the state over a little bit. And you know, how can it get any better than on your way to a national championship with Cleves and Peterson and play your Sweet 16 Elite Eight game, you know, an hour down the road and in front of so many home fans. And then I think my other one was, you know, watching the Pistons during that 5-6 year stretch, and my buddy Mariucci and we went to a lot of those playoff games and sat there together. The friendships that we had from Iron Mountain, you know, got to rekindle, and the environment there. I remember when they had so many sellouts in a row, it was just, it was a crazy environment, and the Bad Boys and all that. So I have one as a college and one as a college coach and one as a pro fan, and love both of them.
Best concert you ever went to at the Palace?
You know, Bill, that's the one problem. My wife and daughter went to a lot of concerts there, and but I've never been much of a concert guy. You know, we didn't have those in the UP, so I didn't grow up under concerts. So I've never really gone to many concerts, and unfortunately, or embarrassingly, so
wow,
I stuck to sporting events. So yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, after listening to your statewide Christmas show when you're playing the accordion, I would have thought you would have been to every accordion-based band. You would have been at the Palace for the concert.
Yeah, but Lawrence Welk was before most of the people that are listening, you know.
Hold on. I just Googled accordion-based bands that have played at the Palace.
I'm going to miss the Palace. It was good, though. Don't you think, Bill? It was a good place.
It was a good place.
Although I love the new one, but there were some great things that happened there. We had some great games with Oakland there back in the day. And, you know, it was a good place. But like everything else, you move on. I'm happy with their new facility downtown and everything. But I will, I'm sure when I see the final thing go down, I'll be a little tear and a couple of great memories.
Yeah, there's some great endings to the Silver Dome, Joe Louis Arena, and the Palace, and it says something about the impact of sports and the athletes and coaches and teams we all have cheered on either in person or from a distance in the state of Michigan. So, yeah, I agree with you. There's some goosebump moments, great concerts with my kids to friends to different times in my life, and I was there when they beat Kobe and Shaq, and the loudest arena I've ever heard, your Iowa State matchup. I was at the Gin Mill in Chicago, the Michigan State bar, with everybody going crazy. And then then that summer, Charlie Spoonhour, Bob Huggins, Larry Eustace were out for a beer with my friend Lou Canellis, who was doing ESPN regional games, and they invited me over to the lodge. Lou said, hey, Charlie, you know, and I knew Charlie through him because Charlie was his color commentator, and I said, yeah, I'll come over, and me and Eustace had to be separated by security. I was gonna punch that guy out. He annoyed me more than anybody. If you remember, after that game, he drove all the way back to Ames, Iowa. Yeah. He didn't go back with the team.
Right, and he stopped at the lodge. And, you know, Charlie Spooner, though, was a hell of a guy, wasn't he?
Oh, gosh, man. He's like a grandfather. And Huggins actually in person was a really good guy. Nothing like the coach you see on TV.
Yeah, no, you would like Bob. I just was on a call with him today. I mean, Bob is he's different than what you see. And but Charlie was one of the all-time great guys, coaches, and You know, I think you're right, though. The sports does bring some pretty unique things, Silverdome and all the things.
Yes.
So we'll
catch up.
The palace and, but it's great talking to you, Bill. Yep. Keep staying safe and healthy and keep your kids, and let's see if we can get sports back. Sports was the thing that started, you know, everybody closing up things. Let's see if sports can help open up things.
Amen, Tom. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. My best to you and your family.
All right, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Tom Izzo. Salt of the earth, man. He's a better man off the court than he is on the court. I mean, he has one of the great resumes college basketball has ever seen. Yeah, Stacy got mad when I said, hey, why'd you drive home? Did Izzo own you? And then he bowed up on me. He was little, and I said, I thought he was joking, right? And he went to lunge at me, and I was like, I'm the Muhammad Ali of sports broadcasters. The LL Cool J, I'm going to knock you out. And Huggins was cool about it. They were kind of laughing, but then it got serious. Yeah, Eustace is up there on the list of the biggest idiots I've ever met in person in sports. Him and Pippen in Chicago would be at the top of the list.